That water, those caves, they sound so cooling. A nice place to be on a hot summer day. Well, also, how about an air-conditioned movie theater? There are three new releases getting good reviews. And to tell us what the critics have to say about the films, here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's summary judgment.
Philip Roth's cynical dark novels are sometimes hard to adapt for the screen. Just look at the miscast box office flop of The Human Stain a few years back. His 2001 novel, The Dying Animal, has now been adapted and retitled Elegy. Sir Ben Kingsley plays a college professor set in his ways until he finds himself mesmerized with a graduate student played by Penelope Cruz. Patricia Clarkson and Dennis Hopper also star.
She remembered me as the old guy who gave us some culture on the way.
Well, that sounds about right, and you should chalk it up to the same thing, right?
Overall, the critics give Elegy a passing grade. The New Yorker finds it refreshing and convincing. USA Today nods a deeply affecting and profoundly observed saga, but the Village Voice yawns a flat, joyless affair. Switching to a whole nother set of demographics, teenage girls must be psyched and texting each other like crazy, because here's the sequel to The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Four young female friends hope to reunite after finishing their first year of college. America Ferrera, Alexis Bledel, Amber Tamblyn, and Blake Lively play the friends. I don't know who plays the pants.
I believe that the sisterhood could survive anything.
You haven't answered any of my emails. Are you okay?
I suck at relationships. Should have been a guy.
Nah, a guy wouldn't worry about sucking at relationships.
The nation's critics say, OMG, we like it lots. The Chicago Tribune squeals a smart, confident sequel. The Miami Herald says Sisterhood 2 is aided by a wonderfully appealing cast and a strong message. And the Washington Post reminds us all this is pure escapist fun. Skepticism and naysaying are best left at home. True, but then you have a house full of skeptics and naysayers. And that's a bummer. What seems to be the opposite of a bummer is the raucous comedy Pineapple Express. Seth Rogen stars as a stoner process server who witnesses a gangland-style murder and has to run for his life with his pot dealer pal, played by James Franco.
You got a great job where you don't do anything.
That's what I say.
I wish I had that.
Are you kidding? You do. You have the easiest job on earth.
That's true.
You didn't think of that.
I do have a good job.
Yeah, you do nothing.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
The nation's critics got a big smile on their faces. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer grins inspired dialogue and dynamite chemistry between Rogan and Franco. The New York Post cheers frequently hilarious and occasionally sweet. And Rolling Stone warns you'll go limp from laughing. And for those of you wondering, the title Pineapple Express refers to a very potent, high-quality strain of marijuana that Franco's character sells. Well, you know me. I'm all about the research.
He is. Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer and professional researcher living in Los Angeles.
If you're staying home tonight rather than the movies, the big event is the opening of the Olympic ceremony in Beijing. The games officially have begun now. 90,000 people are in Bird's Nest Stadium to watch a display of brilliant lights and spectacular fireworks, all kinds of things going on in the stadium. You'll have lots of company, even if you are home alone. The global television audience estimated to exceed 4 billion people.